Glad to be in the studio answering your questions today from across the United States and Canada. Emails, Twitters, Facebook questions coming in, as well as so many questions coming in through the broadcast as it's heard in many different ways, streamed live on the World Wide Web, on radio stations. One of the testimonies I received today, however, I think is very telling to the state in which we find ourselves today. It was from Michael, and he says, I got into the car the other day. I turned on the radio to a great disappointment. You were not on. I was concerned that you'd have to cut stations. It looked like, well, perhaps this happened in our area. Before I became too disappointed, however, I figured out that I'd better check your website to make sure that it wasn't a time change. Well, much to my delight, while looking for evidence of a time change, I learned that you have podcasts available. What great news! For me, this works out much better than being on the radio. As with my schedule, radio was hit or miss. Now I just load up your broadcasts, and I listen at my convenience. I was able to listen to complete programs in the morning and afternoon commutes. Every cloud, writes Michael, has a silver lining. Keep up the good work. And we are so happy that Michael is now podcasting, and hope many of you will follow in his train. I also want to mention, before we go to our callers, and we have thousands of you trying to call in right now, we'll be taking your calls in just a moment, but I want to mention an article in USA Today Monday. So yesterday, it's in the forum. It's titled, We Believe in Evolution and God. And then subtitled, Nearly Half of Americans Still Dispute the Indisputable. That humans evolved to our current form over millions of years. We're scientists and Christians. Our message to the faithful, fear not. It's written by a man named Carl Giberson, who's the author of Saving Darwin. And he says that like most scientists who believe in God, we find no contradiction between the scientific understanding of the world and the belief that God created that world. And that includes, he says, Charles Darwin's theory of evolution. Now, what I find difficult to believe is that this man is lending credibility as a Christian, as a believer in God, to Charles Darwin's theory of evolution. Charles Darwin was a racist and a sexist. He believed that at no very distant date, an endless number of lower races would have been eliminated by more civilized, higher races throughout the world. Charles Darwin had a bulldog, a man that popularized his notions, Thomas Huxley. Huxley had the temerity to say that the Negroid stock would not be able to compete successfully with his smaller jawed, larger brained rival in a contest carried out by thoughts and not by bites. And as far as sexism is concerned, Charles Darwin was clear. Just read him. Charles Darwin believed that a woman could never attain to the intellectual prowess of a man. So it's one thing for this Carl Giberson writing in the forum in USA Today to say he believes in evolution as a believer in God. It's another thing to say he believes in Darwin and he wants to save Darwin. Why save the racism and the sexism? My goodness, we live in an age of scientific enlightenment. He goes on to write that Darwin proposed the theory of evolution in 1959 in On the Origin of Species by Means of Natural Selection. This controversial text presented evidence that present-day life forms have descended from common ancestors via natural selection. Goes on to say Christians hoped the advance of science would undermine Darwin's novel theory, which threatened their understanding of traditional biblical stories, such as Adam and Eve and the days of creation. In the years since Darwin argued natural selection was the agent of creation, the evidence for evolution has become overwhelming. In fact, he says in the article that it is as overwhelming as heliocentrism. Well, what does he give as overwhelming evidence? Whales with feet. This is his overwhelming evidence. Of course, the Bible says each kind reproduces after its own kind. And by the way, that doesn't take anything but reading the Bible for all it's worth. That's clear. It's consistent. It's incontrovertible. That's what the Bible teaches. And that is in stark contrast to the evolutionary hypothesis. But where is the evidence in the book of nature for common descent? Look, scant fossil evidence is around for the notion of common descent, or for one kind evolving into another kind, a hippo evolving into a whale. There's furthermore molecular evidence today in an age of scientific enlightenment that contradicts fossil evidence. And to go from a hippo to a whale requires the stretching of credulity beyond the breaking point. It means skin that's impermeable to water. An eye protection mechanism which would require massive alterations of the brain. Diving and an emerging mechanism. A respiratory system so that the whale doesn't contract the bends. The lactation system has to change. And where in the world did sonar come from? In other words, to believe that hippos became whales takes a lot of faith. Not faith in evidence, but faith in blind faith. It's not faith in reason. It's not reasonable faith. And of course, this guy is continuously making a false dichotomy between faith and reason, as though the scientist has reason, the Christian has faith, and let's all get along and dance and be happy and sing. The truth is, the Christian believes in faith founded in a refutable fact. I'm amazed, quite frankly, that USA Today and the Forum would print an article like this. Again, it's one thing to believe in evolution. It's another thing to blame God for it. And then in the worst of all cases, you have this guy not only believing in evolution and blaming God for it, but defending Darwin's 19th century view of evolution as though it has now been demonstrated in an age of scientific enlightenment. If you're going to laud Darwin, don't forget what I underscored just a moment ago. He was a racist and a sexist. And if you don't think that ideas have consequences, just think back to eugenics. For evolution to succeed, it is as crucial that the unfit die as that the fittest survive, because if the unfit continued to survive indefinitely, they would infect the fit with their less fit genes, and evolution wouldn't take place. So eugenics took Darwin's theory of evolution to its logical conclusion. And so they took the unfit and sterilized them. Or, as it unfolded in the Nazi death camps, they exterminated them. All in the name of Darwinian evolution. I think about time for us to wake up in an age of scientific enlightenment and recognize that Darwin was anything but enlightened. And the Bible is anything but obscurantist. And no, we don't have to allegorize the Bible. We need to learn to read the Bible for all it's worth. In this article, he sets up a straw man, and then another one, and another one. And the straw man is always, well, you people that don't believe in theistic evolution believe that humans have been around 10,000 years. And you're trying to shoehorn all of human history into 10,000 years, in fact, all of history into 10,000 years in some cases. And that's the straw man he attacks, as though that were the only option being provided in the Christian community.